This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
We're joined by Paige Zappia, excited that she's here, as the owner of the Beach Picnic Company located in beautiful Naples, Florida. We're going to talk more to her about her company, which is born out of both passion and purpose, which really helps people create unforgettable coastal experiences while inspiring other women to design the life they love. So there's a lot that you have to offer, and we're excited you're here with us. Give us a little overview as to what the Beach Picnic Company is all about.
So we originally started with being, you know, a simple luxury beach picnic. Anything as far as birthdays, bachelorette parties, anniversaries, proposals, date nights, anything of that nature. And then we kind of started to tap into the wedding market a little bit, because who doesn't love a luxury beach picnic wedding? But it allows us to have more of a micro wedding, which is something that a lot of people are looking for these days, because they don't want to have a big price tag on that special day. So that's something that we really love a lot now.
And you mentioned it's not just weddings, it's date nights, it's bachelorette parties, it's so much more.
Literally, we could do everything. I mean, there's been gender reveals. It's just something fun. It's different. It's not like your typical, let's just go to a room and, you know, put some decor up and celebrate there. It's like the venue itself is the beach. Like, how much more beautiful can you get than that?
Beautiful. Well, let's dive back a little bit on you. Where did you grow up and how did you get into this field, if you don't mind sharing with us?
I'm actually born and raised in Naples, Florida. So this is my hometown and I love it here.
Really?
It's literally paradise. Yeah, I'm one of the few. So I've seen all of the changes.
Oh my goodness.
How I got into it though is because it's really everything. I ended up having my son, who's now almost 3 years old, and I worked for corporate for Hilton for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Basically my entire career from when I was 19 until I started this company. And it allowed me to be able to be a mom and be able to still have my work ethic, and because I'm a workaholic by nature, as much as I love being a mom, it kind of lets me have my own purpose.
How old are your kids?
I was never expecting it. I just have a 3-year-old boy.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness. Continue. Go ahead.
So this has really allowed me to, you know, be able to be mom, have my own thing going on, because you know how motherhood can be. You kind of can get lost in it and not have your own identity.
Oh,
and
this yeah.
allowed me to kind of escape, but do something that I also love. And I love being creative. This allows me to put that creativity into everything. And all the details really matter. So that is something that, you know, with being creative really yep. helps a lot.
Beautiful. I just want to mention, I think I hear some, I don't know if it's background noise in the background. I'm hearing something. I don't know if it's an echo or someone else is talking. Just want to make sure. So it sounds the best. Do you hear anything?
I don't from your end.
Okay.
You do from my end.
And maybe it's like an echo coming from the ear pods or something. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we're able to. I hear nothing, only when you're talking. But
it's because I'm in a coffee shop.
That's why. Okay, I hear background noise. Okay.
But I can move.
No problem. We'll just drown it out. Don't worry. Nothing you could do about that. You need the internet there. Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's why it's a little sketchy, but all good. Let's get going and talk more about your inspiration. I was reading about your mentor and I know your childhood. Could you share a little bit about your late father?
Of course. So yeah, my father passed away when I was 19 years old, and he was definitely my best friend. But growing up, I always worked next to my dad. Not that I needed to. I was young, but I like went to his job sites with him. I helped him do stuff, and it was hard labor. He was a tile worker, and it allowed me to really get work ethic, you know, just from being young. You know, I worked for everything that I always had. Not that I wasn't spoiled. I totally was. But, you know, if I really wanted something, I had to work for it. And growing up in Naples, that's not how a lot of children are raised here, but it is how I was raised. And I'm actually very thankful for that, because everything that I have created or I do have now, like, I know I worked so hard for it. And it just gives you something different to be proud of with yourself than if somebody just handed you something. So Yes, my father definitely was my mentor for as many years as he could be. And truthfully, it still leads in into what I do now. You know, so much of that, you know, love and care and mentorship that he gave me fully goes into my company with even how I treat my own employees. You know, they are more than just an employee to me.
Yeah,
they are
course.
A friend. I am like more than a boss. Not that I can't be a boss when I need to be, but you know, like my door is always open if anything's going on. You know, they know that they can come to me. They're not going to get in trouble. It's, you know, come it just handled how things should be handled, because I think management is very important.
Got
in
it.
That regard.
So I know it's got to be so hard to become an entrepreneur, right? And as a new mom, so as hard as that was, the most rewarding part of it, right? How did you start this? You know, it's got to be so hard to balance everything, if you don't mind sharing how you did it.
So honestly, originally how it started, I was sitting by the pool with my husband and I almost had to go back to work, you know, because that period of getting to stay home with baby was coming to an end. And I was like, I thought I'd be able to do it. And then the time was coming, I was like, there's no way I can do that. So I had to pivot and figure something else out. And that's kind of when the beach picnic started, you know, coming in my head. And I was told my husband, and he's like, you know what, let's do it. If anything, it's just a loss, but, you know, we're still young, we can figure it out. And I was like, okay. You know, so I had him on my team ready to help me fulfill those dreams. And honestly, it took off like a rocket. But balancing the mom life actually wasn't as bad, because now I didn't have to work, you know, corporate hours, working 60 hours a week. I got to physically be there with my son, still do what I needed to do with my husband's help, obviously, because in my head, my husband works during the day and I work at night. Typically, our pickups are around sunset time, so he could watch the baby while I go work, and then I watch the baby while he works. And it was just a perfect plan for us to have in place to start it.
Beautiful. Well, let's get started and dive into, you know, three areas of work that we're going to focus on for today. So really, we talked a little bit about building the business from scratch and as a mom and entrepreneur. And let's talk about, you know, the aspect of creating affordability. You say luxury experiences for all celebrations, and let's dive into some of them. Thank you.
Yeah, so as far as affordability, that's kind of where I want to separate myself from so many other companies, whether it comes from picnicking or it becomes from weddings, because I think that it's very important to be able to have a special celebration and not have this crazy hefty price tag. You know, I'm a person who, if I can give that to you for a good price and it works for all parties and I stay fully booked all the time, I am totally happy with that. So definitely when it comes to weddings, I know so many, you know, people that do these events, they hear, whether it's a florist or it's a photographer, whatever it is, they hear wedding and they're like, okay, times that by three, add some wedding tax and, you know, this is the number. And I mean, I got married and that's how it was for me. And I just thought it was crazy. Like, who's going to spend $30,000 on flowers? Obviously some people, but like the average person, no. So that's where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to charge a wedding tax. I'm going to charge what I charge all of my other customers and just make it affordable. You know, if you want to have 10 people and just do an intimate wedding, great. If you want to do 50, great. You know, what's your budget? Let's figure out exactly what we can do. And really work with my brides like that. You know, the wedding coordinator for the day of is included. There's so many different things that are included for us. And it became a very seamless experience, because starting from picnics, we have all of our vendors. We have our caterers, we have our live music, we have our officiants, we have everything already. So all we needed to do was add more people to be able to things. And other than that, I mean, that was easy. That's just ordering a couple things and there we go. So the affordability aspect to me is just important, because I want especially weddings and brides and grooms to be able to start their next chapter with a little bit of savings in their pocket. Like, why spend everything you possibly have for this beautiful wedding for one day when if they come to us, you know, it's a lot more affordable. And being in Naples, yes, the hotels do it, but I'm pretty sure their minimums are like $50,000, whether you have 10 people or you have 100 people. So that is something that separates us off from
Beautiful. All right. You're starting to break up just a little bit there again. Let me also dive in a little bit further to, the work that you're doing. Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Yeah, you're just glitching just a little bit. I want
I
to
can
talk.
hear you. Can you
Perfect.
hear me?
Yes, I want to hear a little bit more about specifics. You started the business when, and let me find out, how it works. I would love to hear some testimonials and, I mean, maybe next time if we can, show your screen, I would love to share some of the photos and pictures and videos that you have from the beach picnic. But I just want people to really be able to see and understand the how many different things you do and different packages there are, which we're going to get to, from the weddings to the proposals to the picnics in general. But it's some beautiful, beautiful things.
So, wait, which part are we talking about? You want me to talk about packages and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, just, when I visited your website before, I saw all the different type of themes that you do. And, for listeners out there, really to get an insight to, what it's all about, what beaches are we on? And I know the way you decorate is just gorgeous.
Yeah, okay. So we host all of our events in downtown Naples, which is, Fifth Avenue in that general area. We do it there because it's just beautiful. It's what Naples is kind of known for. It's considered old Naples, and how the packages and everything work. So there's several things we have. Basically, how the booking process is clients that go onto our website, they'll view all of the beautiful things that we do have. There's so many to choose from. I know it's very hard, but they choose a theme, they let us know, they send an inquiry, let us know, the date, how many people, any special details that they'd like. And we really let, whether it's the picnics or the weddings, we let them curate their own. So we kind of start with a little bit of a base, whether you have two people, four people, or 5 to 8 guests for our picnics. And then for the weddings, you can do ceremony or reception. And that allows us to create exactly what you want. We'll then send you menus, whether you want to do our on-site catering chef or you want to do some charcuterie, some finger foods, if you want to add on a photographer, you want to do real flowers, you want to have live music, whether it's our violinist or our saxophonist. There is basically a menu that you can choose from for pick and pull apart from wherever and literally create your own for the exact vision you have. So that allows me to start with a base price for everybody, and you add exactly what you would like to have included after that.
Beautiful. And I know they can do all these
So,
different.
and a lot of
Oh.
guests do ask kind of what's included.
One more
And
time, the
I
guests
will say
ask
what
what
is
type of
included
what?
is basically everything that you possibly need. And the answer to that is everything that they would need to have a successful picnic or wedding, besides the food and the drinks. So those are the biggest add-ons that people do traditionally add on.
I love it. And then I saw the flower arrangements, the roses, the charcuterie boards. There's a lot that we could offer people. And just curious, what beaches are you using? Is it strictly in Naples or do you travel in Florida? Just let me know some of the location areas and where people get to choose from.
Right now, we strictly do Naples in downtown. That is the only beach that we do. We have traveled to Bonita. If people do own oceanfront property, and it makes this easy to unload, set up everything that we need to do, then we're more happy than to go to, whether it's Fort Myers, Bonita, or Naples. But if they don't have oceanfront property, then we do strictly Naples downtown.
Beautiful. And for
And
those.
we do that for a few different reasons. A lot of our clientele that comes down here, when it comes to parking, restrooms, all of that becomes a question. But we have figured all of that out. We do work with a church that's right next to our beach that we host all of our events at. So that allows for a seamless parking arrangements, restroom arrangements, which is a big concern for people when they're having these big events.
Amazing. And also, is there like a fee to rent out the beach? Are we like, how does that part work just with the town? Is there a limit on timing on where, just curious, I don't know anything about Florida beaches. Are you able to set up in the same spot?
Yeah, so we do set up in the same spot. We do have to pull permits. The permits we pull on our client's behalf, so that is included in our prices already. But there is strict rules, so that is why we say 50 is our maximum, because that's kind of the maximum amount that we're allowed to pull as far as a permit goes, for the beach. But yes, so we do pull permits for every event that we do. That way, there's no questions asked. However, Beach Patrol knows this very well. They see us all the time, but we do take those, those precautions.
And tell me about the weather in Naples. Are there times where it rains? Is there rain dates, or what happens in inclement weather? Just curious how that works.
Yeah, for sure. Great question. So there's a couple of different options. Now, obviously, when it's not in rain season in Florida, there is a very minimum chance that you will get rained out. However, we do advise any of our picnics or our weddings to have a plan B. Most of our picnics, they'll just use their plan B, whether it's their covered patio. They'll, maybe rearrange their living room. We bring all of the aesthetics, the whole vibe, still the umbrellas, everything like that, to whatever that indoor location may be. As far as weddings go, we typically work with Baker Park, which is a park just about a 10, 15-minute drive from our actual beach location, still located in downtown Naples. It's gorgeous. So that's kind of our plan B that we have them reserve. We also help them on that behalf if they would like to go that route. It gets hard when you want to redo an actual wedding because there's only, maybe a 24-hour span you have to redo that. If we absolutely needed to, we could, but most of the time it is a plan B. We're going to go to the rain location. But we haven't, knock on wood, had any issues with that as far as weddings, even picnics go. I think I've maybe done two picnics that we had to relocate, and that's in rainy season. So we don't deal with that too often, thankfully.
Wow. And let me ask you about the importance of, customer service, customer experience, and personalization. I know you really hold those values true, with you and your company.
Yes, honestly, customer service is everything. Working in the corporate world taught me a lot about that. But I brought it into this company because you don't know how many times I've answered my phone and somebody says, finally, somebody's answered their phone or even giving me a call back. And I mean, everybody's always on their phone. It takes 2 seconds to kind of text somebody back, message them back, or whatever the case is. So that is huge for me. And you don't know how much clientele I have gained just from simply answering my phone. But yes, it's even a little bit more than that, like making them feel like you want them to be your client, making them feel welcomed and just kind of cared for. It goes a really long way. And even my employees, when they're at a picnic and they're setting up for our clients and everybody's there, why not take a quick photo for them? Have a little mini photo session for them. Nobody else is there to take their photo, their whole group's there. It shows how much you really care. And it takes 2 seconds to do those simple little things. So that is something that not just me, you start with me, you're talking to me, you're booking it through, but it then leads into how you're actually going to be taken care of the day that you are hosting an event with us. And it matters a lot to me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, to kind of sum up for today, I would love to ask you, just a little bit about words of inspiration, words of encouragement for today before we wrap up. What would you like to share with everyone out there who's considering, who wants that special moment? And this is a great idea. I honestly, in New York, never heard of this. This is just beautiful because you got the beach, you got the sand, but even this type of venue, like personalized. I'm loving it because you can also include photography, videography. There's so many things, and it's affordable.
Exactly. Yeah. So my inspirational quote is definitely don't wait for the perfect moment, create it. Everything big starts with one small brave step. Now, that could be for many things, whether it's just your personal life, your business life. Obviously, for me, that definitely has a lot to do with business because if I waited on doing what I was going to do, I would not be where I am today. And I just thoroughly stand by that. But I think it's very important to create, something that you never thought was possible. Because it is, and it took me a long time to be one of those believers, but here I am today, and I just think that everybody should definitely know that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
The
Now, let's
smallest
find
baby
out
step
how
that
we.
you take can get you very far.
One more time.
The smallest baby step you take will take you very far, and you just don't even know where that will lead you.
Yeah. So true. All right. Well, let's find out how we can contact you. Would you mind sharing the website, phone number, or any social media pages?
Yeah, we have a couple of different options. So our phone number is 239-206-2000. 855-5880. Our website is thebeachpicnicco.com. And our social media is thebeachpicnic_co is our Instagram. We have Facebook too. It's The Beach Picnic Co. Email Naples at thebeachpicnicco.com. Honestly, if you go to our website, you can contact us there on our contact us page, and it will send us an immediate email.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here and for doing what you do. Enjoy the rest of your day, and looking forward to the next time we connect. I would love to see some pictures next time of some of the events. Maybe if we can share the screen, you know, I think it would be beautiful to see some of what I can see on the website. We'll do it next time, okay?
That and some live action.
Perfect. Sounds good, sweetie. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your coffee. Bye.
Thank you.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.